This is Reuven Levi. We're learning the book B'gan HaShalom. Mizrat Hashem, with Hashem's help, we're learning how to have a better marriage and how to work on ourselves at the same time. Two things go hand in hand. A person needs to work on himself. Hashem rewards him with Shalom Bayit. There's no easy fix, there's no quick way. No one can cheat Shalom Bayit. Person needs to work on themselves. That's what Hashem wants. That's the reason why I don't have Shalom Bayit. Because Hashem wants to show me that there's work to do. And He shows me that by making my wife unhappy. And then I realize, oh, look, we've got a job to do here. I need to work on myself. I forgot. I went to sleep. And Hashem woke me up. Well, Hashem woke me up. Because otherwise we would sleep our lives away if we could. That's our nature. It's hard effort. Well, I have to make effort. I have to try. I have to change. Oi. We don't want to do that. Hashem wants us to do that. Truth is, we're very happy after we do. We're very happy that we've made the effort. But only after the fact. After the fact when we can rest and we can sit back. Right, that's what Shabbat is about. Shabbat is about resting and looking back on the week and realizing that was a tough week. That was mamash a tough week. And now I can sit back and enjoy it because it's happened and I can now relax. So that's Shabbos. And that's what's going to be, well, that's what Shabbos may be meant to be. And that's what's going to be in the global Shabbos. When Moshiach comes and we have the global Shabbat, so we're going to look back on the 6,000 years of when we worked. And we made an effort. And we're going to be able to enjoy that.
But even during Shabbos, you need to work on your Shalom Bayis. Even if you've gone to the Baba Salah's Kever for the Hilul, and you thought you put in hours and hours and hours as Bodidut, when you come home, your wife is simply going to say, okay, clean out the cat toilet.
Right. Dafka, Hashem is going to make my wife say that then. Why? Because as soon as I have a spiritual, not always, but it's quite common, that as soon as I have a spiritual uplift, Hashem doesn't want to make me to get arrogant. They don't want me to get too excited that, look, I came home, I had a wonderful day today, I learned Gemara, and I really understood everything, and the class went really well, and blah, blah, blah. I'm going to get it at home. Because Hashem wants to keep me down so that I continue to grow. And healthily. Anyway, let's turn back to our book. In our book, we're looking at the chapter, the relationship between the husband and the wife, the personal relationship, and what's going on there. And this is the most difficult area probably for most men, because it's where the Yetzer Hara is strongest. So it's our most difficult area to try and deal with and to try and act in a proper way, in an appropriate way. So we just learned before, the last lesson, about the story of Tamar and Amnon. Story of the son of King David, Amnon, and his sister, half-sister, Tamar, that he wanted to be with. And she offered to marry him. And he said, no, I'm not going to wait. And he refused to wait. And he was with her against her will. And the Pasukim, the Navi says over there in Shmuel, in the book of Shmuel, that as soon as he had finished doing what he did, he hated her even more than he, with a greater hate than the love in which he loved her previously, before then. Right? Because it wasn't really love, it was lust. And so Mavarish is bringing this story to show us that we need to realize there's a difference, big difference, between love and lust, and not to get the two confused. Amnon thought he loved Tamar. He thought he did. If you asked him, do you love this woman? Yeah, for sure. And he actually probably would believe it too. Truth is, he didn't love her at all. He lusted after her. But it's very easy, unfortunately, to get those two things mixed up in our mind. I love chocolate cake. I just love chocolate cake. doesn't mean I love chocolate cake. I might use the word love. What it means is I enjoy the taste that it gives me. I don't love the cake. I don't care about the cake. But I use the word love in its wrong fashion. I love it means I love what it does for me. The same can be used about our wife. I love my wife. I like what she does for me. Right? It doesn't mean that I love her or I care about her. So a person has to be very careful about that. So Rabbi Aris says, we also see from here, we can see from here that when a husband has lust for his wife, the end result is that he will come to hate her. Right, the story of Amnon and Tamar is not just a story from Tanakh. It's all of the stories come to teach us about ourselves. Right? We should know, well, Nachman brings, I think, maybe that all of the stories in Tanakh, all of the characters in all of the stories, they're all inside of us. We're Abraham, we're Yitzhak, we're Yaakov, we're Lavan, we're Paro, we're all the characters. We have an aspect of that character within our person. At various times in our life, we act in this way, we act in that way. And therefore, the stories come to teach us about ourselves. They're not just stories about other people. There was a guy called Amnon, and there was a guy called Tamar. That's very interesting, has nothing to do with me. No, that's very interesting, it has everything to do with me. Because I am also part of that character, is within me. And the part that which is in me is the bit that it comes to teach me, which is that lust leads to hate. That's what that story in Shmuel is coming to teach us. In a house like this, where the husband has tavat niyuv, lust dormant, beitar necharav Hashem yochem, his house can be destroyed. Chas v'shalom. Ki mechamat she'ba'al she'ohevet ishto ahava atuli abu deba. Because since his husband loves his wife with a love that is dependent on something, right? The love he gives his wife is dependent on the physical relationship, dependent on that. It's not unconditional, it's conditional love, right? We're striving very, very hard, but we're striving for unconditional love, a love that's not dependent on anything, but a love which is dependent on something. That means that he loves his wife because of this lust he has for her. Azai berega shehi lo nishmat lo mesibot shonot. That means that at the time, the moment that she doesn't listen to him for any particular reason, ubeprat et siba shehi nigelet mimeno, and in particular for the reason that she's disgusted by him, he biglal hayito ba'al ta'ava, which is as a result of his lust. As I batel hadaba b'teila hava, then what happens is you cancel the thing that the love is dependent upon, and then you cancel the love as well. So if the husband, what we're saying here is, if the husband, his love for his wife is actually based on the fact he's got a lust for his wife, just like chocolate cake. If my love for chocolate cake is the fact that I desire it, I don't care about the chocolate cake, I just desire the chocolate cake. Right? So if you cancel the reason for that love, then you cancel the love completely. Right? So if the woman stops giving the husband what he wants, so to speak, and says no, then the love is cancelled completely and it turns into hatred. But who asks on Naota, and he can even come to hate her. Right? If you love chocolate cake, and then why do you love chocolate cake? Because I love the taste. And then someone comes along and takes that taste away, says, here's the chocolate cake, but I've taken away the taste. Not only are you not interested anymore in the cake, so you don't love the cake at all, you're just not interested in it anymore, but also, you can come to hate the cake. Umale b'ta'anot, and be filled with arguments, claims. Lamahi ma'aneoto. Why is she making me suffer? For what reason do I have a wife? My person can. If my love for my wife is dependent on that physical relationship, and she says no to the physical relationship, then if my love is based on that, then my love disappears because it's not based on anything else. Right? It's just gone. That was the reason that I loved you, and now you've taken that away, so I don't love you anymore. Right? Clear. So, the husband will make claims like, why is she making me suffer? What do I need a woman for? Why, if she's not prepared to be with me, what's the point? She's crazy. The husband thinks that she's evil. That she's making him sin. And she doesn't even fulfill that which it says in Chazal that she should be with her husband in order to save him from sinning. Right, so he has all sorts of claims against his wife. So a husband is likely to be tested at some point in his life. Maybe on more than one occasion. Who knows? That his wife is going to say, no, sorry, not interested. And then the husband is really under a test. Do I love my wife really, or do I love the desire? Do I love being with her? And I'm going to be tested on that. And Hashem's going to try and going to show me. He's going to open my eyes because he's going to take it away and say, she's going to say no. And then he's going to, how do you feel now? And you're going to think, oh. And I'm going to have to really see, open my eyes to myself, what do I actually love? Do I really love my wife? Or am I more interested in the physical relationship? It's very hard. V'yishna od siba l'chorban habayit hazeh. And there's another reason why a house like this could be destroyed. Sharei kol zman shehu ba'al tava. Because the whole time that the husband has lust, azayhu b'vadai boged bach. He is certainly lying to her. He's cheating her. He's boged is a liar. Let's see here. He's certainly. So here it means infidelity. Oh, I didn't know about that. So here he wants to say. Now, the other reason why it will be destroyed is a husband who has lust, he's cheating his wife. What does it mean? That's what it means, cheating. It means he's cheating his wife. Why? Afilu im eino boged ba b'masek pshuta. Even if he doesn't cheat on her in reality, in terms of actually chas v'shalom being with someone else, but v'adai hu boged ba b'riyah b'ratzon, then he's certainly cheating on her in terms of looking and desiring. Shirotzeh nashim umitaveh lahem, that he wants other women and has lust for them. V'chomed yafyan, and he desires their beauty. V'mahareh bahem, and he thinks about them. Sharei ikah haniyuf hubeinayim, because the main niyuf is with the eyes. Like it's k'muvah b'sefer midot, like it says in the Sefer Midot of Rabbi Nachman, ta'avat niyuf eino niyuf chak min ha'adam, ela ayidei ha'achat u'ut ha'ayin ha'machshava, that the lustful women is doesn't leave a person except when through his eyes and through his thoughts. And miyad sheyesh lo tava, and immediately when a man has a lust for another woman, he does not love his wife. Because the Yetzahara always tells a man that other women, strange women, are more beautiful than his wife. Right, like it says in Mishlei, that stolen waters are far sweeter. Sheparishov, meaning is Shadat Adamnam le Himashech le Asur lo Yote Milamutalo. That a person is naturally drawn after something forbidden more than something that is permitted. Because it's forbidden, it's more exciting. Because it's forbidden, it's more desirable. I want it more. So what's he saying? So he said, even if this woman is not prettier than mine, if classically my wife, if you can, you can't wait women, there's one more pretty than the other, but let's say you can. You can say, this, my wife is much more pretty than this other woman, but I actually have a greater desire for the other woman, even though technically speaking she's not as pretty. Why? Because she's forbidden. And there's a rule in spirituality, right? The King Shlomo taught us that a forbidden woman is far more desirable to me than a permitted one. That's the way I am. That's the way we're built. So what does it mean? It means that as soon as I start looking at other women, that's for Shalom, then yeah, I'm more interested in them than I am in my own wife. That's called cheating on my wife, even though nothing happened, Baruch Hashem. Nothing happened because Hashem stopped me.
But it's not yet so, when we talked before, good and bad, good.
How?
When you see it, it's good. When you see another woman, you see how far you can walk on yourself.
Nahon, but it's still wrong.
This thing is good.
It has good effect. Well, if I take it correctly, yeah, right? If I understand it correctly, then for sure.
Of course it's bad, but
I have to understand it correctly. I certainly shouldn't go out to try and do it in order that it'd be good. But if it happened after the fact, right? Before the fact, terrible, no, don't do it. After the fact, if it happened, I have to look back and see what was good in it. Only afterwards.
Is it like, so you go away, you think you do everything fine. Yeah? The end of your life, you come, the body says it was wrong. I give you a lot of message.
A person who doesn't look at the messages Hashem is sending him.
So, looks bad, but looks good. Message that you have a desire for on a woman is bad.
It's bad.
But on the other hand, the
you have to use it
show
good.
You that you're not in the correct way.
No, so we have to use it for the good. We have to use even our fallings. We have to. But we don't want to fall. We don't want to fall.
Rabbi Nachman. There's nothing bad in the woman.
Nachon. Yes, I can see. Yeah, maybe you can say that after.
But maybe you understand this only when you know it. Understand when you don't know it.
Yeah, afterwards the person has to think. After it's happened, the person has to think and look for the good in what happened. But still has to pray that it doesn't happen again. I don't want it to happen again. Even though I see it was good for me, I don't want it to happen again.
Yeah, of course.
Arash is very clear here. A husband who looks at other women is not able to love his wife ever. The gamrei completely can't. He's lying to himself and to everyone else. He says he loves his wife. He doesn't love his wife. Can't. It's very strong.
Yeah.
Very strong. Right. That means basically 99% of all men do not love their wife. What can you do? They have to read this book again and pretty shallow and start, we need to start guarding our eyes. And the wife will always be angry on him. But the truth is, it's all to what extent, right? And the wife will always be angry on him. So the wife will always be angry on him. Depends on what extent. A person is looking every day at women, his wife is always angry at him every day. A person who's trying his hardest, so his wife's angry at him occasionally. Right? It's all relative to how much am I trying, how much am I failing. So how much am I trying? Moshe Katub, like it says in the Pasuk, Mishlei Latav Vayivakesh Nifrat. Right, that lust causes separation. Ubedrashot Rabbeinu HaBen Ish Chai Katav, the Ben Ish Chai writes as follows, Maaseh Ba'adam Echad Sheba Lifnei Harav. It was an incident of a person who came in front of the rabbi, Lehu Harav, and the rab asked him, Kama Nashim Yesh Lecha, how many women do you have? How many wives do you have? Malo, he said to him, Aili ela rak isha achad. I have just one wife. I have one woman. Amal Rav, sheker atameh, you're lying. Ela yeshecha kamanashim, no, you have many women. Vata matzmiah otam b'chadrei chadarim, and you're hiding them in the chadrei chadarim. That means the room inside the room. The cheder of the cheder, the inner room. You're hiding them in the inner room. Vosif amal, and he added and said to him, dalacha, you should know, ki ani ro'eh, I can see Shatan Baal Hirohim Rahim, that you're a person who has bad thoughts. Let's call it that way. But Chomed Nashim, and you desire women, Umahar Hebahem, and you think about them. Udvukim Ukavuim Bamokha Ubulubavecha, and they are fixed in your mind and in your heart. The Elohim Khadre Khadarim, and those are the Khadre Khadarim, they're the inner rooms. Sha'amarati Lakha, that I said to you. Sha'atam atzniyam behem, that you're hiding them there, otam hanashim, those women. V'hoda l'rav al-hamet, and he admitted to the Rav that he was true. That's correct.
So, this is, you can, this problem, one for this problem, show you that you don't see everything is good anymore.
Why?
Huh?
You see from here the what?
That you, when you have lust for one, yeah. You lost. So this block you, stop you to see that everything is good in you.
Okay, but Rav Nachman said it brings a person to sadness. his lust for women is what causes him sadness. Causes him to be frustrated, causes him to be angry. Because because a person is stuck with wanting something he can't have. When any person wants something they can't have, they get upset, they get angry, they get frustrated, they get sad, despair. Because I want something and I can't have it. And there's no bigger desire than men walking around looking for women that they can't have. Mm. Causes themselves to be upset. Nimsalafize, it turns out, according to this, Rakadam Shenaki Mehirohim Rahim, only a man that is clean from bad thoughts, Nikra Ba'al Isha, can be called the husband of a wife. Sharei ein lo ela et ishto b'vad, because then he has only one wife. Aval im yesh lo hirohim rahim, but if he does have bad thoughts, mishum shemistakel b'nashim, because he looks at women. B'tzayeh otam b'levavo, and puts them in his heart, u'dvukrim b'machshavato, and fixes them in his mind, in his thoughts. This is considered to be a man with many wives. And we should not forget that he's also transgressing strong Torah law. Because we've been commanded not to think, to have thoughts about women. And not to look at them at all. Like it says in the pasuk, right? It says in the pasuk in the second paragraph of Shema, not to go after your heart and after your eyes, and the way in which you stray after them. And he also transgresses part of the Ten Commandments, which is Lotin Ach. And lo tachmod eshet re'echa, do not desire the wife of your neighbor, etc., and other things as well. So, not only does it destroy his marriage and destroy his home, but it is also transgressing pretty much major Torah laws. And that's what we do every single day. And it's very tough. But we have to recognize it, and we have to admit it, and we have to be prepared to say, this is what is going on, and I need Hashem to help me to stop it. I can't, this is so huge and so big, I can't stop it just because I read it in the book.
We now know what is black and white.
Uh-huh.
A person before, when you read the book, you don't know what is black and white. You this think you're right, but you're wrong. I have only one wife.
Yeah. So and even a person who knows that he Kilo, he shouldn't be looking at other women. He thinks he's doing nothing wrong. He's not hurting anyone. It's just a thought. I'm just looking. No one's. I'm not doing anything to anyone. Right, so he's mistaken. But even once we now know, we've now read the book, and we now know that it's wrong, we shouldn't be doing it. Still, doesn't mean that we stopped.
Now, when you have something is in your life, you think, "Why am I so bad? Why is so bad in the world?" Yeah. But when you see the real point, you see the seed is good. Because Hashem won't help you. Yeah? All the seeds have some problem. Something is coming in your life, but you don't understand why. You think it's bad in the world.
Okay.
When you understand why Hashem put you this, but you can only understand when you. When you study Torah and you understand Hashem's way, then you see it's good. In this situation, we're not seeing it.
Well,
But in the end, we'll see it was used before the past. But in this moment, you not have the knowledge for you is bad.
That's why Rav Nachman told us that the only way is through Bodhidot. Without his Bodhidot, the person can't see what's going on in their life. Doesn't understand.
We can only believe in faith. Okay, this is good.
Right.
You don't understand.
Right.
It's okay, Abhinava says it's good. I have to believe. But when you have more knowledge and you understand more Hashem's way, and you understand, you see, it's good. And now in our knowledge, we can understand. You say it, but 100% believe.
It's very hard.
Rav
Arish said this week in the Shia that we have to every day in our Hidbodadut ask for Emunah. Part of our Hidbodadut, ask for Emunah. Hashem, give me Emunah to just trust you, because as you say, it can be a long time. Sometimes we never understand. Sometimes we understand, sometimes next year, a few weeks, a few months, a few years before we understand. A long time. Or not at all. So we need Emunah just to trust that even if I don't understand, Hashem, it's still good, it's still fine. Still good. Tov, we should continue tomorrow.
You can make tanit. That you have only relationship on Shabbat.
Yeah.
Like tanit. Even the men have so much desire. So the men, every day you already start tanit. Make only for Shabbat to Shabbat. Because Shabbat, the Ra is not so strong.
So what's the Tanit for? When do you do Tanit?
Not have a relationship in the week. This is the Tanit.
How's the Tanit? Yeah.
Tanit. You fast. It's like fast.
Oh, it's like a fast. Oh, I see. It's Ke'ilu a Tanit.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.